This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks fell on Wednesday, struggling to mount a comeback as investors' interest rate worries coincided with a fresh slate of corporate earnings. After all three major indexes started the day in the green, the S&P 500 ended down about 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost a more modest 0.1%. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite led the losses, falling over 1%. Big tech drove the market action, with Nvidia falling almost 4% and Meta sliding over 1%. The tech sector was the worst performing sector in the S&P 500, falling nearly 1.5%. Stocks have struggled to reprise their early year rally, buffeted most recently by worries over heightened tensions in the Middle East and uncertainty over the timing and depth of rate cuts. Another bump came on Tuesday as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's downbeat comments on inflation prompted some to recalibrate their bets on a September cut to December. Meanwhile, mortgage demand picked up for the second consecutive week, even though rates rose during that period. The Mortgage Bankers Association reported the volume of mortgage applications increased 3.3% from the prior week ending April 12th. Purchase applications drove the increase. After robust big bank results signaled a return to strength on Wall Street, investors are looking to earnings season to give stocks a push upward. United Airlines shares rose more than 17% after posting a revenue beat late Tuesday. Shares of ASML fell more than 7% in New York after the Dutch company's quarterly update. ASML, the largest supplier of equipment to chipmakers worldwide, missed order estimates, though its sales to China held up amid U.S. curbs. And ASML's loss is Arm Holdings' gain. Arm Holdings led the Yahoo Finance trending tickers page on Wednesday as shares fell nearly 10% amid a broader sell-off in chip stocks. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.